Four out, four in. Governor Deval Patrick yesterday announced the departures of four top administration executives and named four new faces to replace them. WBUR's Kurt Nickish reports.
On behalf of a grateful public, I thank them for their service and I wish them well.
Deval Patrick did what governors do, no matter whether their top leaders are leaving under a cloud or departing the field after declaring victory. The governor said each of his outgoing cabinet secretaries has his full confidence. He explicitly named Judy Ann Bigby, the head of the troubled Department of Health and Human Services.
I think she's been fabulous, and I would hang on to her if I could. But like I said, there's a lot of wear and tear that goes in these jobs. She's been here from the start. She's done a remarkable job, and she goes with my blessing.
Bigby, a physician, does leave with quite a legacy, implementing universal health care and seeing through a health care cost control mechanism that could prove to be a national model. But those accomplishments have been buried recently by major problems at the state crime lab and lack of oversight of compounding pharmacies linked to tragic deaths around the country. If that weren't enough, her department also has to oversee the introduction of medical marijuana in less than a month. So it's not a coincidence that Governor Patrick has tapped an experienced administrator to take over the department in crisis.
I haven't actually seen the job description yet, so...
John Polonowicz currently runs St. Elizabeth's Medical Center in Brighton. A former Army officer and Stanford MBA, he's a trained leader. Polonowicz says he'll apply disciplined thinking to fix problems.
Coming from the hospital side, that's what we do. We take situations and incidents that have occurred, you know, learn from them, do a root cause analysis on them, try to understand what happened, and then put systems in place to try to ensure that they wouldn't happen again.
Another new cabinet member already facing questions is Matthew Malone. The superintendent of Brockton Schools earned high praise a few years ago by dramatically turning around a problem high school. But recent complaints about poor communication prompted the Brockton School Committee last month to end Malone's five-year contract a year early.
Make your own call, but I think that I've done a great job in Brockton. And again, I'm thankful for the opportunity to serve the city of Brockton.
Now, Malone is replacing State Education Secretary Paul Revel.
Building coalitions, collaborations with labor unions, business leaders, higher ed, producing quality young people ready for the 21st century. It's the same work. It's what I've committed my life to and all my experiences, and I look forward to get to do that at a larger scale.
Two others will be working at a larger scale as new cabinet members. Suffolk County Sheriff Andrea Cabral takes over as public safety chief from Mary Beth Heffernan, and Glenn Shore leaves the helm of The Connector, the state agency that helps people shop for health insurance. Now he takes over from State Administration and Finance Secretary Jay Gonzalez. The extent of the cabinet overhaul surprises many observers, including Craig Sandler with the State House News Service.
Particularly Gonzalez, because we are in some dire fiscal straits that looked like the tide of revenue was rising, and it's certainly not the case now. So we're into kind of a double-dip fiscal crisis here. So it's a little strange to have him leave now.
Governor Patrick says he gave each of his cabinet secretaries a choice, either commit to serving out his final 2 years in office or leave now. What that does is ensure continuity through the remainder of his term. It comes at the expense of four new faces out of 10 all at once. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickish.